Hello there, Bruce Cameron with you for 2 hours of folk music, more or less. More or less 2 hours, more or less folk music. You can work it out. A 2MCE, a community FM station in the central west of New South Wales. Nice to have you along. Today we will open the program with an instrumental track. This is a traditional tune collected from Cape Barren Island off the coast of Tasmania. Greg O'Leary and the band Growling Dogs. And I think I'll keep the same album rolling with a song from Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke called Lovely Nancy, an Australian / English collected song.
Adieu, my lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'm going to cross the ocean to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, my dear, come change your ring with me. For it will be a token of true love while I am on the sea. And when I am upon the sea, you know not where I am. But letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your mind, my dear, are the best of my goodwill. Come, let your body be where it will. My heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it's coming on. While we poor jolly jackdaws are fighting for the crown, The captain, he commands us, and his orders we must obey, expecting every moment for to get cast away. And now the war is over and we are safe on shore. We'll return to our wives and our sweethearts and the girls we do adore. We'll call for liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when our money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke with a song called Lovely Nancy, and modifications and adaptations and whatnot of that set of lyrics abound. Rather nice song called Swansea Town, which is very similar in setting and theme. Before that, Growling Dogs with a set of tunes they collectively call The Clogs. Both tracks coming from a lovely double album released a long, long time ago by the Folk Alliance Australia. 41 tracks on two CDs. Musical Traditions in Australia, covering all sorts of musical traditions. Next track comes from a group called Crown Street from England. Colchester, I think. Here's a song about a horse and a trooper called The Trooper and His Horse.
Lived under the hill with me rowdy dowdy down and me rowdy dowdy day. And if she isn't gone, then she lives there still. Was it so? Was it so? That jolly dragoon came riding by with me rowdy dowdy down and me rowdy dowdy day. He called for some ale because he was dry. Was it so? Was it so? Well, he drank up the ale and he called for another. Me roundy downy down, me roundy downy day. He kissed the daughter fair, likewise the old mother. Was it so? Was it so? Well, the night coming on and the day being spent with me roundy downy down, me roundy downy day. They both went off to bed with the mother's consent. Was it so? Was it so? Is this so stiff and so warm with me rowdy downy down and me rowdy downy day? It's only my old nag, he'll do you no harm. Was it so? Was it so? Well, what is this? It is a little well with me rowdy downy down and me rowdy downy day. For your old nag may drink of his fill. Was it so? Was it so? What if me nag should chance to fall in with me roundy downy down, me roundy downy day? He must hold them to the grass that grows around the rim. Was it so? Was it so? Well, what if the grass should prove to me rotten with me roundy downy down, me roundy downy day? He must bob up and down till he comes to the bottom. Was it so? Was it so? Was an old woman lived under the hill with me rowdy downy down and me rowdy downy day. And if she isn't gone, then she lives there still. Was it so? Was it so? Thank you.
Interesting group. That's Crown Street with a slightly naughty song called The Trooper and His Horse. If you were listening carefully, I apologise. If you weren't listening carefully, wasn't it a nice song? That group included a huge range of instruments, a lot of woodwinds and brass, foot bass, musical saw, bagpipes, desk bells. They were all over the place. But a good sound. They were an English country dance band, but they must have needed a double-decker bus to get between home and to each dance they were playing at. So many instruments. Crown Street. The album's Garden Air. This is from Chris Leslie with Beryl Marriott. Chris Leslie, a fiddle player and occasional singer. Beryl Marriott, pianist, keyboard player. You might be familiar with a Shaker song, which has a line in it, "'Tis a gift to be simple, it's a gift to be free." You know that? I'm going to play a medley of Shaker music from an album by Chris Leslie with Beryl Marriott called The Gift. I'll just read a little about it. It's a long medley, so I might as well tell you what's going on. Medley of tunes collected from the Shaker sect in the United States. The melodies Verdant Grove and Brave Soldier lead into the song The Gift to be Simple. An offshoot of the Quaker movement in England, the Shakers founded an American colony in 1774. Probably only a couple of villages in the northeast United States still in existence, maybe. The Shakers are known for their beautifully crafted furniture, but they also had lots of songs and spiritual dances. Beryl Marriott arranged this medley after hearing of a Shaker woman who complained, "I don't want to be remembered as a chair."
Place just right, I will be in the the valley of love and delight, when true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come. I want to be peaceful, more perfect in love, to shake off all hatred, free as a dove. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn we'll till by turning, turning, we come round right.
Turning, turning, we come round right. From Chris Leslie, with Beryl Marriott playing piano. A little medley of shaker music, including that fairly well-known song, The Gift to Be Simple. Title track, I suppose, you'd call it, from the album called The Gift. From a song about the Shakers, or a song by the Shakers, we'll move to a couple of songs I think I'll play from Australia's, well, at one point he was considered to be Australia's Woody Guthrie, Don Henderson. I'm not going to be playing him singing, though. These are his songs, but not sung by him, although he certainly did record them. I'm going to play Put a Light in Every Country Window and It's On. I used to sing Put a Light in Every Country Window in a bush band for years. And I'd always introduce it as the only Australian folk song I know about a hydroelectric scheme, because it's about the Snowy hydro scheme. Anyway, you won't hear me singing it, fortunately for all concerned. It's Gary Shearston delivering it. And I'll follow it up with Danny Spooner singing another of Don Henderson's songs about a great Australian tradition, having a blue, a song called It's On.
Put a light in every country window. High-speed pumps where now the windmills stand. Get in and lay the cable so that one day we'll be able to have electricity all over this wide land. feed the fires at Wanjee, Walla the scrape, the brown coal at your lawn. Turbine blades are yielding to the tumble and tons of yielding, and the snowy will be finished before long. Put a light in every country window, high-speed pumps where now the windmills stand. Get in and lay that cable so that one day we'll be able to have electricity all over this wide land. Little farms and giant outback stations, they all are mechanized today. For milking cows and shearing sheep, to do it fast and do it cheap, electrically is the modern way. Put a light in every country window, high-speed pumps where now the windmills stand. Get in and lay the cable so that one day we'll be able to have electricity all over this wide land. Stove, they all have seen the days at last. For now the ice and fire that is coming on the wire has made them all relics of the past. Put a light in every country window, high-speed pumps where now the windmills stand. Get in and lay the cable so that one day we'll be able to have electricity all over this wide land.
Story you'll hear if you listen to me, about two blokes who could never agree. What one called white, the other called black, they'd argue a while, then they'd step out the back and it's on. All reason and logic are gone. Winning the fight won't prove that you're right. It's sad, it's true, but it's on. When it was over, they'd come back and then the argument would become heated again. Who won the last round? They couldn't decide. So one asked the other, would he step outside? And it's on. All reason and logic are gone. Winning the fight won't prove that you're right. It's sad, it's true, but it's on. They'd been fighting so long they could neither recall what in the first place had started it all. But they keep at it day in and day out. Now they're fighting to see what they're fighting about, and it's on. All reason and logic are gone. Winning the fight don't prove that you're right. It's sad, it's true, but it's on. Now just you imagine if intellectuals came to agreement through Queensbury's rules, could easily be argued the square root of four was 15 less 3, and a smack on the jaw, and it's on. All reason and logic are gone. Winning the fight don't prove it too right. It's sad, it's true, but it's on. Now if governments think it will make better sense to save on education and spend on defence, could easily be argued along the same grounds. Election should be the best of 10 rounds, and it's on. All reason and logic are gone. Winning the fight don't prove that you're right. It's sad, it's true, but it's on.
a timeless song, I would suggest. Danny Spooner and a Don Henderson song called It's On. And before that, Gary Shearston, Put a Light in Every Country Window, another Don Henderson song. All three of those gentlemen no longer with us, but they were all great contributors to the Australian folk scene in their way. A good double album, that one. It's called The Songs of Don Henderson. One of the CDs, Don Henderson sings most of the songs on it, if not all of them, and other people interpret his work for the second CD. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on Community Radio FM to MCE, the Central West. Here's Wendy Stewart, fine harp player and sometimes singer, and Gary West, bagpiper, who also sings Toddlin' Hame.
Oh, if I had sixpence under my thumb, then I would get credit in Ilkerton. But I, when I'm poor, people bid me gay. Oh, poverty pets good company. Toddlin' Hame. Here's to the alewife and send her good sail. She gives us white bannocks to relish her ale. But I have our tippany chance to be small. We would hay a good scour autumn then when I.
Toddlers are, but only the Scots would have them or have grown-ups toddling in waltz tempo. Toddlin' Heme from Wendy Stewart and Gary West, an album called Hinterlands. Coming up a little later in the program, we'll have the seventh in our series of Radio Ballads by Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger and others. This one's called The Fight Game. It's to do with boxing. So that's coming up for the second half of the program today. And after this week, there'll be one more to go in the series, and I'll give that to you next week. Right now, a song from John McCutcheon's 43rd album in 50 years. He doesn't muck around. He keeps pumping them out. John McCutcheon has visited Bathurst in the Central West. He's played for the long-dead Bathurst Folk Club. The demise of the Folk Club certainly didn't signal the demise of his recording career. He's still going. This song is called Sorry Land. It's him having a bit of a look at a comment on mountaintop removal in Appalachia. Whether they call it strip mining or mountaintop removal, the result and the consequences are the same, he writes. The broad form deed, in inverted commas, was peddled to unsuspecting folks assigning their mineral rights to a coal company, usually for a pittance. It allowed the holder of the deed to access the minerals using any means they chose. You can finish this story on your own.
Again, I guess the road washed out up around the bend. I can't imagine how this will end. It won't be for them not trying. What up cheap at the old strip site. I knew it never worked, but they thought it might. Spent every dime trying to make it right, but it's like the land is dying. It was the law, lawyers and a D9 dozer. Took all we had for it was over. Covered up the graves where the people sleep. Greed and power don't come cheap. At night upon my knees I pray. These rains won't wash my dreams away. Right here's where I'm gonna make my stand. Cause we ain't got more than this sorry land. When I was a kid I fished these creeks. Deep in the woods I played hide and seek. Hiked these hollers till my knees got weak. Was a long lifetime ago. And the man showed up with the broad form deeds. Lies as thick as Jim's weeds. Said the nation had its needs to be satisfied by coal. It was the law, lawyers and a D9 dozer. Took all we had for it was over. Covered up the graves where people sleep. Greed and power don't come cheap. At night upon my knees I pray. These rains won't wash my dreams away. Right here's where I'm gonna make my stand. Till we ain't got more than this sorry land. So they stripped and blasted, raised pure hell. Poisoned everybody's well. True cost only time will tell. But they got what they was after. But the jig is up when the rains come down. Mountain slides and the creeks run round. Every day more folks leaving the town in search of greener pasture. It was the law, lawyers and a D9 dozer. Took all we had for it was over. Covered up the graves where people sleep. Greed and power don't come cheap. At night upon my knees I pray. These rains won't wash my dreams away. Right here's where I'm gonna make my stand. Till we ain't got more than this sorry land. We're left wondering what to do. Cause we pay the cost when no comes due. Ain't that the way it goes? So out here on the rural route, trucking gravel when the road's washed out.
wondering what the hell was that about. Surely, oh God knows, it was the law, the lawyers, and a D9 dozer. Take all we had, for it was over. Covered up the graves where people sleep. Greed and power don't come cheap. At night upon my knees I pray, these rains won't wash my dreams away. Right here's where I'm gonna make my stand, 'cause we ain't got more than this sorry land. Here comes a truck full of gravel again.
Yes, recorded in concert, as you can tell. That was a tune called The Pearl, played by the man what wrote it, Phil Cunningham. Wonderful accordionist. With him there, Ali Bain playing fiddle and Violet Tulloch on keyboards. Before that, Clive Gregson and Christine Collister. Christine Collister singing Clive Gregson's song, It's All Just Talk. Both those tracks come from an album called Ali Bain and Friends. Ali Bain, wonderful fiddler, originally from Shetland. More recently, probably 30 years or more, I think from Edinburgh. And he has played with lots of people all over the place, both sides of the Atlantic. It's a pretty song. Green Grows the Laurel. Sad song, but pretty. Sung there by Andrew Murray. Good voice, that man. Well, I think it's time to hand over to Ewan McColl with Peggy Seeger for the seventh in our series of radio ballads. I've been playing these through January and February 2023, and we're up to the second last one. And it's called The Fight Game, released in 1963. tackled the world of the professional boxer. It proved to be not the light-hearted escape from the huge canvas of industry and the intensely private world of the sick and the adolescent that the team had expected and had been working on up to that point, but it turned out to be an ironic allegory in which the world of prize fighting represented the larger world in which we all live. 60 hours of interviews were taped in gymnasia above London pubs, boxing rings, dressing rooms, and on the streets in early morning training sessions. The regular references by the fighters to themselves as latter-day gladiators prompted Peggy Seeger to score the music for Brass, with trumpets and trombones reminiscent of Roman circuses and matching perfectly the sudden and brutal violence of the ring. Here we go with the last in the series. No, the second last in the series of Radio Ballads, The Fight Game. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
T'was in Terradelfuego in South America where the Russian challenged Morrissey and unto him did say, I see you are a fighting man and wear the belt I see. What do you say? Will you consent to have a round with me? Then up spoke bold Jack Morrissey with a heart so brave and true. I am a gallant Irishman that never did subdue. I can fight the Yankee, the Saxon, bull or bear. In honor of bold Paddy's land and still the belt I'll wear. They both shook hands, stepped in the ring, commencing for to fight. It filled each Irish heart.
That's years ago. Today, boxing, it's like playing tennis.
You know, he's a scientific boxer, he's able to keep him at bay. He just, as I say, he's confident because he has beaten him before, he's boxed his head off before.
You speak to any old fighter, and they talk about today's generation with disgust. These fighters today, they wouldn't live with our fighters. And yet, I've actually seen fight films run at normal speed of gentleman Jim Corbett when he fought Bob Fitzsimmons. They move so slow, anybody who got hit by them wanted nicking for loitering. You know what I mean? That is why those fighters used to be able to go 20, 30, 40, 50 rounds. You know, they used to start Tuesday night and finish up Wednesday morning.
Oh, I'm not going to agree with you there,
Noss. No, listen, everything has improved. Listen, racing, athletics, everything has improved. Even the crooks have improved.
There's a game some call the fight game and some the noble art. Blokes who play this game need banks of courage, banks of heart. It's a rough game, a tough game, needing guts and skill. And you'll never make a boxer if you haven't got the will. In the ring, he's the king, who can get knocked down and come up for the kill. It's an awful sport, a manly sport, and there's no better sight than two good boys in prime condition squaring for a fight. 8 rounds, 10 rounds, round the ring they go, a weaving, dodging, punching, jabbing, dealing blow for blow. It's a test for the best, and the best man lays the other fella low.
He deserves a medal for his courage, that kid. Oh, he's a good loser. What a smashing loser, though.
I love the game, because everybody loves me, you see. They say I'm punch-drunk, but I can't say I am. It's just the way I walk, you see. People think I'm drunk, but I'm not. It's just a matter of being punch-drunk. I received some real good tannins, and I'll give some back. And I'm satisfied that I enjoyed every moment of them.
Oh, the boxing is a sport that sorts the men out from the boys. It's great for building character, it's marvellous for boys. It's a great game, a straight game, calls for discipline. Teaches you to give and take a bashing with a grin. You're alone, on your own, when
up there in the ring and wading in.
Boxing's the hardest sport out, and it's no game for anybody to be messing about. You can't be messing about.
It takes a man of spirit for to get up off the floor, to take 8 rounds of punishment and still come up for more. It's a right sport, the fight sport, tough but full of grace. For skill and strength and stamina, the silver rings the place. Hear the bell, hear the yell, when the boys go in there fighting face to face.
It's a rough game, but you've got to keep at it. They've got to take hard knocks and give them.
We had a war, Bowling finished up with 5 stitches in his head, and during the contest, we really got to work, and the ref, we knocked the referee down, and they called it the bloodbath. The ring was completely covered with blood. Bowling got a big gash across his forehead, you know, and we continued so on. About the 8th round, we both fell, and the referee took it apart and says, "Now I want a cleaner fight, he's getting a bit out of hand." Bowling says to me, "Sorry for this bump, but I can't even see you for blood." And the two of us started to laugh, you know. And we got to work again.
You're alone on your own.
Boxing, to me, is the greatest character builder in the world. Anybody can press a button and blow a ship up. Anybody can use an atom bomb. Anybody can pick up a big whip and whip you. Anybody can stick a knife into you. Anybody can pull a trigger. But where's the man with the character that can take a punch on the nose and keep his temper and keep control of himself?
Well, professional boxer's a tough racket, and so is sticking a bank up.
If you're hurt, you'll get up and fight, and that's life. Because when you're born, your life starts to fight. You're fighting against something. If you start in a boxing ring, it's against life.
I think it's a natural instinct in a man to be better than the next man. I mean, you don't go in the ring trying to knock the other fella silly. You go in there just to prove that you're the better man and to think that you've outsmarted the other man.
How can you justify one man punching another man and cutting them and keep punching and punching it? It doesn't add up at all.
It is not low brow, not tiddlywinks. It's fighting. And inevitably, the participants must get hurt.
The farmer fights the insect world and battles with the weeds. The fisherman fights the angry sea and takes the food he needs. Get in the ring and come out fighting, in and win the purse. There's a bloke who'll walk all over you if you don't get in first.
Self-preservation.
There's men who'll fight like angry lions for an extra bob a day. Others will fight as hard to dock a penny off your pay. Get in the ring and come out fighting, in and win the purse. There's a bloke who'll fight you to your knees if you don't get in first.
You're a fight and you get higher. You're fighting to get a comfortable home. You're fighting to get a living.
Men will fight because of hate, and men will fight for love. Men will fight with guns and bombs. Give me a boxing glove. Get in the ring and come out fighting, in and win the purse. There's a man in there who'll mow you down if you don't get in first.
One of the greatest shocks I ever had in my life was when I was invited to the House of Commons. And I had a seat in the Stranger's Gallery. It was so small, and I looked down, and it was a shock to think there had sat ordinary human beings, 2 arms, 2 legs, same as me, with tongues in their head, and they'd agreed to organise the killing of millions of people. And yet, in that same house, I'd jump up there, screeching their head off about a sturdy individual business like boxing.
When you think about it, sometimes you think, I'm a fool for doing this, you know. I could finish up on a cold slab in the morgue or something like that.
Well, you've got to demolish this man or be demolished. That's what you're in there for.
These things will happen. I mean, in any type of work, any employment at all, there's always somebody getting hurt.
You fight for health and wealth and everything that life can give. And what's the odds of some get hurt? You've got to fight to live. Get in the ring and come out fighting, in and win the purse. There's a bloke in there who'll buy
batter you if you don't get in first.
There's always been fighting, even if it's only other women.
There's some that fight for money and there's some that fight for fame. There's some that lose and some that win, it's all part of the game. Get in the ring and come out fighting in and win the purse. There's a bloke who's out to lay you low if you don't get in first.
You're talking about reality, and the fight gymnasium is reality.
They say the fight game's brutal, so is life, you will agree. But if one of us must take a belting, rather you than me. Get in the ring and come out fighting in and win the purse. Wait for the bell and be there waiting in, boy, get in first.
When that bell's going, you're fighting for your living. And yet everybody's saying, if I win this fight, just a £20 fight, next week I'm winning £30.
Economic necessity. I've never met one in my life that went into the boxing game for a sheer love of it. There's always that drive, get some money or perish.
Come all you gallant fighting men who know the silver ring.
I never knew any earl's son to be a professional fighter. I never knew any millionaire's son to be a professional fighter. It's a poor man's job.
You lads of skill and courage of a noble sport, we sing.
Short of winning the pool, I don't know a quicker way to financial stabilisation than professional boxing.
You welterweights and heavies, bantams, middleweights and flies.
Whether they go in for one round or whether they go in for 10 rounds, they're going in for one thing, money.
All you who fight for love of sport, where glory is the prize.
And I used to take stock every time I fought. Before the fight, I used to say, if this is my last fight, what have I got in the bank? All fighters have got to come off of poor families. Before you become a boxer, you've got to be poor. You know, you've got to come off a big family or a poor family. But you don't get a doctor's son coming to be a boxer because he's been spoiled, he's had a good upbringing, he's never wanted for anything. Fighters got to need some. You've got to be a hungry man. You say a hungry fighter's the best fighter. They're born, not made, you know. Myself, I came off a big family. There was three brothers and three sisters, and I was in the middle. But anything I had to fight because we never had any money or anything we got was through hard toil, you know. I was born in Partick, the poor end of Glasgow, you know. My father was a street hawker.
Come on, Johnny, and put him up, Johnny, I'll belt you black and blue. Stand up and fight, you dirty wee tyke, and show what you can do.
Born in a Partick single and in a crowded close was raised. Fought for the day that I could walk, been fighting all my days. Fed on a diet of fish and chips, breathed the shipyard reek. And all the other kids picked on me, for I was small and weak. It was,
come on, Johnny, and put him up, Johnny, I'll belt you black and blue. Stand up and fight, you dirty wee tyke, and show what you can do.
Well, I was brought up in an orphanage, you see, and you just had to fight in orphanages. I've had girls beat me up in orphanages.
Well, if you didn't learn, you got it, like, you know.
I fought the tears when the teacher strapped me stripes across my horns. I dated the blood from my streaming nose when I fought with the rival gangs. Had to fight to be recognised in the only world I knew. I had to fight to prove to myself that I'm as good as you. It was,
come on, Johnny, and put him up, Johnny, I'll belt you black and blue. Stand up and fight, you dirty wee tyke, and show what you can do.
As a kid, I was a lump of wood, you know. Wasn't very clever, but when I started to box, and I found out this was something I was good at. I used to get little medals, and I'd have done it for nothing just because I was good at the thing. I really loved boxing.
I went to a hope in the bar of land and asked a lassie to dance. When a dirty big fella says, beat it, run, ye have nae got a chance. So up and I belted him way my left and I felled him way my right. And I danced a wa with the lassie and I took her hame that night. It was come on Johnny and put him up Johnny, I'll belt you black and blue. Stand up and fight you dirty wee tyke and show what you can do.
It's a good thing to be able to look after yourself.
Yeah, everybody wants to fight when they're young. I like fighting, I like to feel the gaffer, and the more fights I win, the better I feel. Bobby big-headedness, first that's it.
I think when you're young like that, I think it's the glory, more than the money. Being a professional at 16, you think it's great, you think it's good, you know.
People used to talk, I said, oh, he's boxing last night. As you went by, you just give a little swaggy while he's walking.
Everyone kind of looked up to you.
When you're a fighter, you're different. You walk in a certain way. Everybody's eager to shake your hand. Everybody knows you're a fighting man. There's Johnny Boy, you hear him say.
He's definitely one of the top blokes. I mean, I read the boxing news every week.
Kids all think you're a hero. Girls give you the come on look. And they sidle up to you with their pens in their hands, eyes all shining, and they think it's grand when you sign their little autograph books.
You got fellas who sneak round corners to have a look at you, like, you know.
Strangers clap you on the shoulder. You've got that money smell. You're a man of the world and you travel by air. You're doing all right, for the lolly is there and the glory, it is there as well. You're a local boy and you're climbing. You've come a long way, you're a star. Everybody's eager to share the joy. Everybody knows old Johnny Boy in his E-type Jaguar.
It's something inside you think, in later years I could have been good there, I could have made a lot of money. You see these top professionals going around in Jaguars and things like that, you think, I might get a bit frustrated later on, I might say, well, that could have been there, you know.
You've got a nice house in the suburbs, the Joneses are left behind. Your clobbers and made and cost plenty of dough. Your watch cost a bundle and the shoes also. Johnny Boy's one of the spending kind.
He's that type of fighter, he's an all-action fighter, and everybody likes him.
So up with the cheering and yelling, up with the sport of the ring, up with the noble art of defence, up with the pounds and the shillings and pence, for they compensate for everything.
It's another life for a poor man, you know. A man been never had nothing in his life, and it's a chance for him to get ahead of. So many people have been in boxing business, they didn't have food to eat at one time. Now they got all they want, you know, everything they want. It's a life, it's a new life.
So when I first put the gloves on and a new career began, it was nae such a change for me, had I been a hard wee man. And all my life I fought for free since I began to walk. From now on I said I'll use my fist to make the money talk. So come on, let's go, now I'm a pro, I'll fight you for a purse. I'm married to the fight canoe, for better or for worse.
It's a good enough sport, but it doesn't become a sport when you get unnecessarily punished. It's only a game, it's attractive for the living that's in it. To be a good fighter, you've got to lead a hard life. You've got to submit yourself to the hermit class for a period of, say, anything between at least 3 and 5 years.
Then come on, strip off young Johnny Boy, there's training to be done.
It's most essential training. But it's got to be like a machine.
No more foaming pints, no birds, no late nights from now on.
The first thing is you've got to have them up early enough in the morning.
It's up in the morning,
bright and early, while the dawn's still on its way.
Before the noise and hurly-burly of the streets, before the steady beat of day, before the traffic sounds, before the marching feet are factory-bound,
you're out of bed and groping for your training clobber.
I waken them. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning getting them ready for the road work at 6.
Grab a slice of toast, there's time to make a cuppa.
Mind you spread the butter thin, go easy on the sugar.
Easy or I'll wake the family. Creep out, hurry past the sleeping houses on the street. Behind the curtains and the window blinds, there's folk asleep.
Lucky people.
That's the hardest part about boxing, is the training. You got to get up in the morning, you got to run, say, 4 or 5 miles. You go back home, you clean up, and all the time you're working hard.
In your tracksuit and your plimsolls, doing road work every day.
Lift them, Johnny. Keep your knees up. Nice and easy, Johnny. Keep your breathing steady.
How much longer must have done 4 miles already?
Out and working at the start of early morning. Watch your breathing, Johnny boy, and stop your yawning.
Past the Gaumont in the dark, ran 3 times around the park, along the empty tarmac, kind of sweating. Saw the mist that curdled in the rhododendron bushes.
3 minute shadow boxing hooks and sudden rushes, fainting, ducking, jabbing, Johnny, on again.
Got to pay a visit, see a man about a dog, won't be a minute.
Make it snappy.
Road work is just a case of running, walking, shadow boxing, and some exercises in the road, particularly breathing exercises after you get to a period where you've done between 3 and 5 minutes stop for a breathing period of deep, heavy breathing, particularly in the morning when the air's good.
A little breather, then the final lap.
Up the high street, past the laundromat, the supermart, the wimpy bar. Now it's good and light. Passing the building site where the cranes stand.
3 minutes exercises, shake your hands, relax your shoulders.
Is there an oil can there, Jack?
Knees bending, arms swinging, trunk turning, Johnny.
It's a great feeling to know that you're 100% fit. When I was out training, I used to think, well, this is marvellous, an hour's training in the morning to get your body in real condition and you're getting paid for it.
On again, another mile, no lagging.
Watch your plates of meat, boy, look, they're dragging.
I'm slipping.
Okay, 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 you've done your hour. Off to the gym, get a shower and a brisk rub down. And we'll do some skipping.
They call my boxers to be perfect skippers. Sometimes I do as high as 25 minutes with them without a break, doing all sorts of exercises with their skipping ropes. It's not just a case of one, two, one, two, one, two. You skip, they're stride jumping, they're crossing ropes, they're knocking them to the sides, they're bashing about from side to side, they're doing howling, dancing, everything with skipping ropes.
Every day we're here, busy at the skipping, in the flashing ropes, jumping, leaping, tripping.
When we're on the job, feel the floor is shaking. Up and down we bob, till our feet are aching.
Come on now, get them up, right up, right up, right up, right up, 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 up.
Got to do it well, it's tough when you begin it. You think that bloody bell will never sound 3 minutes.
After go.
Got to keep it light, on your toes you're prancing. When you do it right, looks as if you're dancing.
I said hail and dancing, Kagan, not clod walloping.
1, 2, 3, 4, keep your knees up, mind your breathing rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the stuff to give them.
helps your footwork in the ring. It makes you light upon your pins. And many a lad has saved his skin because he did his skipping.
Time.
When you're training, all right, you go on the ball, everything's going fine, you can hit the speedball, you keep it going, you feel good. I mean, as you get fitter, you feel better. You push yourself harder as well. And so it never comes easy. Your training for boxing never comes easy. You're pushing yourself all the time.
Now, just stand near the bags and get yourself plenty of room. You know what you've got to do. That's your boys. Come on now.
The punch bank, bash it, smash it, punch it, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. Give it the lot now, all that you got now, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. Hit with your weight, it rock it, block it, sock it, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. Hit and away, kid, this is your play, kid, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. Left and a right, now hit it, whip it, rip it, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. In with a stab and a couple of jabs and belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. All of your strength and wing it, swing it, fling it, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. In and around, lad, on the rebound, lad, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny.
You must adapt your boy's own personality to his boxing.
Time! Who's
there? Watch out, line, mate.
You can always tell when they fit. They start grumbling when they've done 3 minutes.
That's their living. And they must do those things to win.
When you're ready, time.
Imagine the bag is a bloke in the ring. It's either you or him. Which of the two of you gets laid low depends on the power you can pack in a blow. Depends on the way that you work every day when you're punching the bag in the gym. So give it a whirl, boy, jog it, flog it, slug it, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny. Make every punch felt, make it a real belt, belt it, Johnny, belt it, Johnny.
When you're turning that wee left hook up, pivot round to your right on your left toe. Now just try it. A wee circular movement. You want the ball of your feet and just pivot round and punch as you do so. Come on now, just a wee quick turn, a wee quick turn. There's no bend in your left knee, there should be. That's it, that's the idea.
Working at the speedball.
Punching away.
Need a lot of speedball.
Punching away.
Head with calculation.
Punching away.
Helps coordination.
Punching away.
Come on, Tom.
Hitting right to place it.
Punching away.
Got to learn to pace it.
Punching away.
Keep the speedball moving.
Punching away.
And you'll be improving.
Punching away.
Last thing.
Got to hit with both hands.
Punching away.
See that every punch lands.
Punching away.
Left and right in rhythm.
Punching away.
In a steady rhythm.
Punching away.
Time.
This is where I earn my money in the training room here. But I get it drilled into me and drilled into me. And when I come into the ring, everything I do, I just do it instinctively. You know, I mean, I don't have to think about it.
If a fighter's good, he's never out of training. He's in the gym there every day. That's where he works to keep his body fit. That's where he goes to swell it out. That's where he learns his trade. That's where the champion boxers all are made. That's where you go to learn the ABC of.
Well, you work to a peak, you train to get to a peak. A trainer knows, I have a few years of experience, when a fighter's coming to his peak, and then you've got to be very careful that you don't go over it.
We're 2 days away from the fight now. We just turn over and gently cool him down to keep his fitness there, keep his mind right, and by then he should be raring to go.
There's such a hell of a lot of work to be done.
So you're busy at your training and you're feeling fine and trim. And a mob of people stand and watch you walking in the gym. There's the pressman and the expert and the other kinds of buds. And the bloke who's always there because he likes to know the odds.
I mean, you've got managers there, you've got trainers there, you're talking boxing, and that's the atmosphere.
You've got trainers, sparring partners, all the blokes who do a job, and the hangers and the tappers who will touch you for a bob. And there's Mr. Big Promoter in his fancy motor car. You can tell when he's approaching by the smell of his cigar.
The first needs must be, is this thing going to be attractive to the public? And as far as I am concerned, on the promotorial side, to get an ideal contest, you must have aggression versus defence.
You see, even matching is careful. I mean, even when they threw the Christians to the lions, if there was a little Christian, they didn't put two big lions in, did they? Hey? Probably put two Christians and one little lion. You see, these matches have got to be reasonably even.
There's your trainer breathing down your neck, he's always by your side. And how and when you do your walk, it's him that will decide. He tells you what things you can eat and when to go to bed. And he keeps you up the girls and makes you exercise instead.
The trainer gets the rackings and the manager gets the bouquets.
The manager, he signs a boy up and takes 10% of the boy's earnings when the purse is up to £10. When it's over £10, the manager takes 25%. Now, a good manager, he's worth every penny.
Because I have a saying that I don't want any drones in my organisation.
Give me the tang of liniment and the heady smell of sweat. Give me the boy who draws them in, give me the certain bet. Give me the thud of leather and the music of the bell. Give me the clink of money and I know that all is well.
We quote to Johnny, and we talk to him. We say, now Johnny, George does the managing, Alex does the promoting, you do the way.
All the music in the world, give me the yelling mop. The blow cook cook is faster, and the blow cook cook's test top. The near misses and the groan that greets a fall, but the roar that greets a knockout is the sweetest sound of all.
The adulation of the mob. We're all a mob. Don't let us give ourselves airs, we're all the same. I love the mob as much as I love anything. I've always lived through the mob. They've always supported my fighters and myself. And without the mob, I couldn't live.
So the boys have done their training and they both are feeling fine. Their managers have done their stuff, the contracts have been signed. There are 15,000 tickets out, publicity galore. And the betting's on the local lad with the odds at 6-4 on the night of the fight. When the blood begins to flow, you'll hear them roar.
The programme is set up and we call the weigh-in for 1 o'clock on the day of the tournament.
Stone 10.
Dennis Bonser, 9 stone 10.
Come on, anybody else ready?
Any more fighters? Where are they? Johnny Angel around. Fred Powney. Stan Bishop. Bill Morgan. Mick Carney. Vinnie Elliott.
11 stone 7 1/4 pound.
Clarence Prince, 11 stone 7 and a quarter pounds. Where's the angel?
Will the boxers see the doctor before they go?
Stayed in bed, lay in this morning, seen the doctor, been weighed in. Nothing to do until this evening, don't have to go down to the gym. On the day of a fight, you take it easy, try and relax as best you can. Rest and keep your mind off boxing, try to forget you're a fighting man.
They're professionals and they're supposed to be there to defend themselves, aren't they?
Shall I play some discs or try to sleep or go to the pictures, which is best? Oh, what's the use when my mind is turning round and round, won't let me rest?
He likes to hit the bloke and look back at you, see, and admire his work, you see.
The music plays, but I don't hear it. The film unrolls, but I am blind. All I see and hear is boxing, nothing but boxing on me mind.
Johnny was always pleased when the night of the fight came. He knew then that his training was over. You know, in the ring that night, for about 3 weeks before the fight, he was on edge all the time. And I used to be frightened to speak to him, you know, he used to get very irritable, and it used to take him all his time really to speak to me sometimes.
6 o'clock, it's time to be moving, all dolled up and in good shape. Check that you've packed your soap and towel, your gum shield and adhesive tape. Say so long to your old lady, every time you go to fight. You'd think you was off to an execution, tell her, Johnny, you'll be all right.
Would have a boxer for a husband or a son, a fighter in the family means your worrying's never done. They leave the house as right as rain, they're off to win a prize, but they get so knocked about, they're often hard to recognize.
I go to bed and wait till it comes home, and you're biting your fingernails until the door bangs, and you think to yourself, well, I wonder if he's got any black eyes or cuts and that, and you wait till it comes to bed and you half peep over the covers to have a look at him, see if he's all right, if he's got any scars or anything.
They can't eat this, they can't eat that, they've got to watch their weight. You'd think that they were starving when their eyes are on your plate. They're in their beds at 10 o'clock, they're off at the break of day. They say you've got to fight to live, but there must be an easier way.
They're always frightened in case they get a bad punch, frightened they get hurt. You see so many boxers going punchy, you feel vexed for them inside. It's just to worry that there's always that one punch coming. You're frightened.
Then off you go, Johnny, my lad, and do what you must do. And every time you take a punch, son, I'll be taking two. It's strange to think that once I nursed you in my arms, my dear, for your nose is spread all over your face and you're starting a cauliflower ear.
Always when I get into a fight, I take note of the furniture and all our vases and ornaments, and every night I come home, but after the fight, everything seems to be different. She must arrange everything in the house, you know, while I'm fighting. I know she's not sitting, she can't sit for a minute. The night I'm boxing.
You get to the hall and the place is crowded, then the butterflies start to play. Try not to show that you're feeling nervous, this is where you earn your pay. The first 6 rounders about to start, the announcer's voice begins to boom. 4 more bouts and you'll be out there, time you was in your dressing room.
The hall is full, it's been a sellout for weeks.
Half with your coat and half with your suit and houndstooth check, Italian style. Half with your shirt and tie and homemade shoes, you'll no need them a while. On with your joke strap, on with your shorts of satin and colours known to the fans. On with the stomach guard, on with adhesive tape strapped tight around your horns.
Gosh, about 9 bucks,
ain't
okay.
So every time he fight.
Before a fight, you're sitting in the dressing room, you're thinking, what a fool I am, sitting here waiting to get out there. You keep thinking, I'm going to get myself a good job. This is no use. You're all keyed up.
It's a bad part waiting to go in a ring. Like, you get aches and pains you've never had before, you know.
Wonder how the other bloke's feeling. Wonder if I'm in his class. Got the butterflies, can he stop yawning? It's murder waiting for time to pass. Wished I'd never left the foundry. Wished that I was there the day. Wished I'd never put the gloves on. Wished that I was miles away.
You feel terrified, you know, you're sitting there waiting to go in the ring and you're praying that the ring will collapse or something devastating will happen to stop you going into that ring.
Something just clicks inside you and this is what you've been waiting on.
Oh, I've got a seat, was too far back.
There's the bell, the crowd is cheering, end of bout and knew it's me. The talk is ever, the waiting ended, knew it's fight and earn your fee. This is why you did your training, this is where the belt is won. This is how you earn your wages in there then and get begun.
Well, don't forget John Boy, do his stuff tonight.
The beauty of boxing is this. You go into boxing knowing you're going to get hurt.
It's the best hobby yours, provided you're not in it.
This is it. No turning back now.
When I go out into the hall and all the people are there lighting, the fanfares are going, the lights and everything, I always think to myself, right, I'm going to work. That's it. It's a job of work. I've got to do it. And that's what I'm getting paid for. Here we go. Once you're in the ring, that's it. You don't know messing about. The quicker you get started, the better off you are.
You're excited, you're nervous, you're trembling.
It's the only place that a man is strictly on his own. It's the loneliest place in the world.
It's like you're in an empty room, you know, just you and this other guy. And one of you are going to walk out victorious, you know.
On my right, the champion, Johnny Boy, at 12 stone 7 pounds. On my left, young hopeful, 12 stone 5. They'll fight for 15 rounds. They'll punch and maul each other, but of course no harm is meant. It's all good, clean fun, and pays the managers 25%.
You lick this fella. It's up to you, son, and don't forget what this means. We'll have a party tonight. This means thousands of pounds. Success, you'll be famous tomorrow morning. Get there. You've got to win this. You must. You've got to be the boss, and you'll win it if you're the boss fighter.
Come on, Johnny, in and give him the punishment. Come on, Johnny, in and give him the right. Come on, Johnny, in and paste him and batter him and bash him and smash him and belt him around the ring. Make it a beautiful fight.
Come on, son. The left hand, boy. Go on, first day, boy. Box, 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 box.
If he's a fighter, I've got to keep boxing him. If he's a boxer, I'll make it a fight. Got to see whether he favours his left hand or likes to come in with his right.
Go on, jab, 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 jab. Come on. Clear your right angle now, come on.
Come on, Johnny, make it straight from the shoulder, boy. Come on, Johnny, in and give him the lot. Come on, Johnny, in and shake him and shatter him and whack him and crack him and wallop him round the ring. Hit him with all that you've got.
Nice and relaxed now, watch him and find him out. Keep to the centre, hear him the ring. Give him no rest, keep bobbing and weaving and throw everything you can fling.
I know he's going to lead the left hand and he's going to follow through with the right cross. I know he is because he's been doing that.
Yeah, a hard point is a fair, but
I know he's going to do it.
And it's quick. You can't see it.
So I've got to walk into him, make him throw it before he's ready. I'm not going to stand back and be a target for him. I've got to lean this way. I've got to lean out the way of that right hand.
Your mind is working sharp, you understand? Your eyes is working. You're thinking all the time. You see a right hand coming, you may turn your shoulder. If it hits your shoulder, you got to change the counter back, you know.
Wham.
It's the reflex.
But he ain't gonna let me counter. Drops his right elbow. Bangs the left hand first. So now what I'm going to do? He's thinking as fast as I am.
Keep with him, Johnny boy, you've got him reeling. The fans are with you all the way. They've come from far and near to see you do your stuff. We've come to watch your skill. We want to be here with you at the kill.
So go and fight him, Johnny boy, and belt him in the kisser.
Now they're on the ropes, mixing in and jumping, tenfold kid, and watch his ride. Be wary, Johnny, grab him, careful, Johnny, take it easy.
Watch out!
Whoa!
Come on, kid, and do some work, punch him hard and make it hurt.
Let's see some blood, that's why we paid our money. Hit him with your left, and let us hear the thud of leather.
Let's see that all, one, two, three, Johnny.
Left and right together, feinting, ducking, jabbing, Johnny. There's the bell.
You got to make this minute's rest feel like a 15 minutes rest to the boy going out there. So you can't afford to lose 1 second getting that stool in there and the boy down in it. You've only got a minute to replace the oxygen that's lost, revive him and everything else. He's got to go out there bone dry, spicking his band, his gums in proper shape, and he's breathing normal in the short space of a minute.
Good luck, hooks you right.
Go ahead, Billy, you got nothing to lose.
Feet now, clip him, whip him, cut him,
belt him, Johnny, belt him, Johnny,
into the fray some, batter away some,
belt him, Johnny, belt him, Johnny.
He's down on the ropes now, nail him, flail him, wail him, down him, Johnny, down him, Johnny, one to the heart, tear him apart, down him, Johnny, down him, Johnny. On his eyelid, tan him, warm him, slam him,
hurt him, Johnny, hurt him, Johnny.
Give him some more, he'll be on the floor.
Hurt him, Johnny, hurt him, Johnny.
Come on, Billy! Inside, Billy!
I've got to put him down.
Right handles. Come on, Billy boy, get into him!
He's got to go down.
Get stuck in, that's the type.
What?
Right handles. Right handles. Right handles.
Come on, Johnny boy, we know you can murder him. Come on, Johnny, hit as hard as you can. Come on, Johnny, in a bash him and slaughter him and drag him and beat him insensible.
Johnny, he's only a man.
It's a continuation of the old Roman gladiator stuff. Still the same sport, only modified.
One for the ribs and one for the kidneys. That must have hurt him, that made him flinch. Got to keep with him and watch for an opening. Damn it, we're stuck in a clinch.
Don't
risk
on a Tuesday.
Right up,
Meg. A little breather, then they're off again. Swapping punches, taking punishment. The swollen lips, the angry bruises. It's a lovely fight. See where the blood shows each time the glove lands. 3 minutes heavy punch in both the hands, two-fisted fighting.
Heart slogging, gloves thudding, eyes bleeding, he's down!
Just stay there for another couple of seconds. It's 10.
I heard the referee saying 6, 7, 8. I thought, well, I'm going to get a right drop in if I get up. But I get up.
Up and he's attacking,
punching away.
Now he's getting cracking,
punching away.
Johnny's back cracking,
punching away.
Taking a whacking,
punching away.
Johnny's getting knocked now,
punching away.
Think he's getting knocked now,
punching away.
And his eye is bleeding,
punching away.
And the other bloke's kneeling,
punching away.
Away.
Both of them are slow now.
Punching away.
Swapping blow for blow now.
Punching away.
It's a fine bloodletting.
Punching away.
And it's even betting.
Punching away.
That's a beauty. Come on, box on. There's another boot. Look, he's standing him up now. Can't miss him, see.
When you're taking a good hard, you're on the receiving end, you're on the sticky end. You think, what's all this for? There's all these people there who've never had a glove on. They're laughing and shouting at you. You're there to entertain them.
Same as did in the olden days, when they threw the Christians to the lions.
It's so much ingrained with tradition, man against man.
Come on, Johnny, boy, you know you can flatten him. Come on, Johnny, you can put him to sleep. Come on, Johnny, fling a couple of hoops at him. Pat him and clout him and throw him an uppercut. Johnny, he's out on his feet.
I'm taking a tanning, earning my living. Out on his feet, I am as well. Blood in my eyes, I got to keep on my feet until the sound of the bell.
It's a job of work. I'm doing my job.
Oh, get up! Up!
What'll we do with the man in the ring? What'll we do with the man in the ring?
What'll we do, says Jack Millard?
What'll we do, says everyone?
We'll pay him to fight, says Billy the Bob.
And flatten his nose, says Billy the Bob.
And punish his body, says Jack Millard.
And cheer when he's hurt, says everyone.
What'll we do with a bull in the ring? What'll we do with a bull in the ring?
What'll we do, says Jack Millard?
What'll we do, says everyone?
Stick darts in his back, says Billy the Bob.
And set him alight, says Billy the Bob.
Put a sword in his belly, says Jack Millard.
And finish him off, says everyone.
What'll we do with a man in the lion's den? What'll we do with him, says Billy the Bob.
What'll we do with him, says Jack Millard.
What'll we do with him, says everyone?
We'll spit in his face, says Billy the Bob.
As he's torn apart, says Billy the Bob.
And bless the cage, says Jack me lad.
And watch him die, says everyone.
Oh, look at that.
You ain't gonna make it. It's over, mate. It's over. It's all over.
Bloody ridiculous to match him, mate. No match for him, mate. So much.
Champion no more.
I know Johnny, he's a great kid to know. But other than that,
when you came in, you looked like a hero there in the ring with your silk dressing gown. We cheered you, we booed you, you failed us, we booed you. Johnny, you let us down.
That is the fight crown. They'll like you while you're winning, but as soon as you're licked, they'll like the fella that licked you.
The loser creeps out to lick his wounds, while the victor preens himself on the adulation of the mob.
It's all in the game, isn't it?
It's a rough game, a tough game, needing guts and skill. And you'll never make a boxer if you haven't got the will.
I'd never knock boxing. Boxing's been good to me. I've seen the world, I've travelled all over the world where I wouldn't have if I hadn't have done boxing. I mean, I come from a working-class family. I would have been a plasterer earning £14-15 a week. How could I afford to travel all over the world, been to the places I've seen? Well, I've had a good life.
I don't think nothing wrong with boxing. I think it helped me, because I would end up in jail or something, you know. I think it did a lot for me.
Boxers are entertainers. It's like the stage. You hate to leave the limelight or the glory. You get used to the crowd and the roar of the crowd. You don't want to be forgotten, you know, and boxing has a magic.
Did you say him with the points of bearing hands, the atmosphere, did you hear him, the applause and the roar and the interest of the crowd, watching a men's sport and a real British thing, full of vim and full of vitality. That is what fighting is. It's life, men.
You're alone on your own when you're up there in the ring and wading in.
Mm-hmm. That'll go on and on for years. That's just how the nation's living.
Professional boxing a sport, it's more of a spectacle, you know, like cockfighting. I mean, there's no other sport where football like that, if a man's injured, he's immediately taken from the field and he's treated. The object is not to injure anybody, it's to achieve an aim, one team or one person against another. When there's an injury, there's a catastrophe. In boxing, when there's an injury, it's good. It's very good. Oh, he's cut his eye. If he worked on that, it would be just the job, you know, he'd be able to stop him and things like that, you know, or he's knocked him out. Lovely. He won't get up after 10. It's a terrific knockout, but that man may never get up again, you know. It's brutal and callous. It's going back to Roman times, I suppose, really, with the gladiators and things like that. And yet I'm going into it. It sounds mad in a way, really, doesn't it?
The battle is done with, the fighters departed, leaving the litter and the spoils of the crowd, the empty beer bottles, the torn silver paper, the spent cigarette smoke that hangs like a shroud. The champions have gone and the black squad takes over. The ring is dismantled. The ropes lose the strain. The cleaners are sponging the blood off the canvas, the blood of the heroes is swilled down the drain. The bazaar deserted, the dressing rooms empty, stale with the smell of a thousand defeats. The pain and the glory are already fading. What's left is the thrill when you count the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
The Fight Game was the work of Ewan McColl, Peggy Seeger, and Charles Parker.
Now, the good news is next week's radio ballad is called The Travelling People, and it's not nearly as violent as that one. That was The Fight Game, the seventh in our series of eight radio ballads produced in the 1950s, 1960s. Ewan McColl, Peggy Seeger and Charles Parker, produced for the BBC. That's it, folks. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye today. We'll do it again soon. And as I said, next week will be the final in the series of radio ballads, The Travelling People. We'll go out with just a little bit of music from Dadannan. Talk to you next time. Bye. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.